Good morning, everyone, and happy Monday. This is Hannah B. with some Monday morning motivation for you all. Episode 3, Coping with Stress. I feel like this is something we all could be working on right now, especially during this coronavirus outbreak. We're all struggling with something, and sometimes we might not know how to cope with it, and that's okay. But today, I'm going to share with you guys some different coping mechanisms to help you through this very difficult time. And everyone's going through something right now, and it could be completely different from your next door neighbor, from your best friend, but we're all struggling with something. And that's a reason why it's important that we allow ourselves time for some self-care. So, coping with stress. How do you cope with stress? Take a minute to reflect on that. What do you do when you're feeling stressed? Well, I'm going to share with you some of the ways that I cope with stress. First, self-care. If I'm feeling overwhelmed, maybe about a homework assignment that's due, I'll take time for myself and maybe do a meditation or watch my favorite TV show. Especially during this time, it's a little hard to do self-care, but take advantage of the things that you could do around your house. Deep breathing exercises. Literally, you could just go on YouTube and type in deep breathing exercises, and that will just help you cleanse the mind. Inhale positivity and exhale negativity. That's something we need to remember to do, is just take deep breaths. Sometimes we're so tense that we forget to just breathe. Exercise, exercise, exercise. This is something that is so crucial to helping you cope with stress. So for me, unfortunately, I can't be attending kickboxing classes, but my instructor has the classes via Zoom, so I'm able to do that. It's such a great stress reliever for me. For other people, it might be running. I also love to run. Just put my headphones in, put some jams on, and get going. It could be doing a core workout. It could be going on a walk. Whatever it is, exercise is such a great way to cope with any stress or anxiety. Read a book. Read a book that makes you feel good, that distracts you from any of your stressors. Use a coloring book. It's so simple. Just grab a coloring book, some colored pencils, and you're going to be so focused on coloring that you're going to forget everything that you're stressing about. Talk to someone. Letting out how you feel rather than holding it in is so important. So whatever's on your mind, make sure you let it out. Write a list of things that make you happy. So when you're feeling stressed, what is going to make you feel better? What makes you happy? Or maybe write a list of things that you're looking forward to doing after quarantine. Because right now we're all sitting at home wondering when this is going to be over. And we're so bored. We're running out of things to do. But this is the time for self-reflection. It's time to just focus on yourself and do what makes you happy. But who do you want to be after quarantine? Make yourself some goals right now that you can accomplish before quarantine ends. And that might help. That might help also distract you from any stress. Because when you accomplish a goal, you're going to feel so good about yourself. Also, when dealing with stress, make sure to be extra kind to yourself. Say nice things to yourself. Like I always say, get that little post-it note out, that piece of paper, and write the 5 things that you like about yourself. Especially during this time, this is an excellent time to be focusing on self-love. And I feel like this is a perfect opportunity for you to put that piece of paper on the mirror so when you get up in the morning, brush in your teeth, brush in your hair, whatever it is that you're doing during quarantine, look at that piece of paper that says the 5 things that you like about yourself And remember to say it every single day. The more nicer you are to yourself, the better you're going to feel, and the less stressed you will feel as well. So, how can you stop negative thoughts? Negative thoughts tend to cause lots of stress. So these are some of the ways that I follow to limit the negative thoughts that may come through my brain. First, change your brain waves by spending at least 10 minutes a day breathing in sequence. Like I said, we so often just forget to take a deep breath. We need to make sure we're doing that. Breathe in, 1, 2, 3. Exhale, 1, 2, 3. And when you exhale, exhale all the negative energy that you have. 2, visualize positive situations, which during this time, it's crucial that we're doing this. Visualize yourself after quarantine doing what you love. Maybe it's just going to the beach or hanging out with your friends, seeing your family, whatever it is. Visualize that positive situation, because right now we're so stressed that we're isolated from everyone. And if you visualize that positive situation, it's going to happen. We are going to get through this. It's just, we have to take it day by day. And we just have to picture ourselves in a year from now. We're going to be in a much better place. But we have to be there for each other, especially during this stressful time. So 3, when the negative thought comes up, say not true. So when you're stressing or overthinking about something, like I always say, picture that stop sign. Stop, stop. No, I'm overthinking. Reflect on yourself and say that's not true. Whether it's you're criticizing yourself or you're overthinking, just picture that stop sign and say something positive about yourself, either about yourself or maybe positive outlook, looking deeper into the situation after quarantine. Change your pattern of negative thinking by adding a new routine to your thought process, a daily reflection, affirmation, or even just the meditation. So, you know I'm all about meditating and positive affirmation. So it's important that each day we take at least 15 to 20 minutes for ourselves. Self-care. And I will keep repeating that because I just think it is so important to our mental health. And a lot of us don't take time out of our day to do what we love to do or to just reflect on ourselves and have time to ourselves. Right now, we're so busy, a lot of students, online school, working from home, taking care of our families, reaching out to our friends, making sure everyone's okay. But do we check on ourselves? Do we make sure we're okay? That's something we lack as a society. We lack just focusing on ourselves and doing things for ourselves. And in order to make other people happy, you have to be happy with yourself. And happiness comes from living a stress-free life. So I think that's something we all need to work on. Work on positive affirmation. So maybe late at night, just before you go to bed, think of a goal that you have for the next day. So for example, for me, my goal tomorrow is to get a group project going and possibly get it accomplished by the end of the weekend. So by next week, I'm going to reward myself with something, and that reward is going to be self-care. So accomplish your goal and then reward yourself. Everyone deserves to treat themselves to something, especially during this quarantine when we're all feeling stressed. But the more you give to yourself, the better you will feel. And the less stressed you will feel. So, Hannah B's tip of the day. Next time you are stressed, take a step back, inhale, and laugh. Remember who you are and why you are here. You are never given anything in this world that you cannot handle. Be strong, be flexible, love yourself, and love others. And always remember, just keep moving forward. That is one of my all-time favorite quotes that I love to look at every day. So, as always, in the morning, take a nice cleansing inhale and exhale. Inhale that positivity, what you want to accomplish in that day, and exhale any negativity. And know that you have a purpose in this life. Even during this quarantine, when it is so stressful, and it's a very difficult time for everyone. Everyone in this world is struggling with something at this moment. And that is so important that we remember, because you want to always be kind to everyone, because you never know what somebody else is going through. And always remember that you are strong enough to live this life, and you can handle anything that this life gives you. And remember to be strong, be flexible, and love yourself. Love yourself so then you can love others. And keep moving forward. You know, take this quarantine day by day. Set goals for yourself every day. And the more you accomplish those goals, the less stressed you will feel. Make yourself a to-do list. Make yourself a schedule of, okay, I'm going to get up, do this. Second, I'm going to do this. Third, I'm going to do this. Make yourself a nice little organized schedule, so that will allow you to feel less stressed, because I feel like right now we're overwhelming ourselves with things, with working from home, online school, making sure everyone's doing okay. Make that to-do list. Make that schedule, and maybe write down those goals that you want to accomplish during quarantine. And try and limit yourself to the amount of stress, because stress is unhealthy for the mind and for the body. So do what you need to do to get through this with positive affirmation, and know that you can get through this. Think of all the battles that you've conquered in your life. Think of the hardest thing you've ever gone through in your life right now. Reflect on that. How did you get through that? And you did get through that. You're here today. And that's what matters. You remain strong and you got through that. So knowing you got through that means that you can most definitely get through this, because everyone is going through this right now, and we have each other. So thank you so much for tuning in to the episode 3 of Monday Morning Motivation with Hannah B. And as always, sending you nothing but positive vibes. Have a wonderful week.